Welcome to Jam with Alice, and my name is Alice Boswell. Hey, I have a fantastic, fantastic show for you. And I'm starting to get back into the groove of things. I know y'all missed me. I know you did. I know. All right, but I'm back. Hey, listen, first up, we're going to talk to T. Bizzle, comedian T. Bizzle, who's out of the Chicagoland area, and she is a very funny lady, and I'm proud to say she is one of my closest friends. But over the age of 50, she found her mother. Haven't seen her mother in 50 years, and she found her mother, and she has asked me to go with her. Now, listen, this interview took place last year because of some things that I'm... Just because it didn't get published, it's being published now. All right, so you're going to get a chance to see and listen to T-Bizzle and her mother talk about their relationship. Very inspiring. She found her mother. I went to California with her to support her, and it was wonderful. All right, so check it out, and we'll be back.
And we have Jacqueline Herrera and T-Bizzle here. Y'all know, some of y'all know it's Teresa Johnson. She's from Chicago. And Mrs. Harrell is from California, Ontario. Yes. All right. As y'all saw in the introduction, you know, I flew down and everything, and it was a long trip. I finally got here, but I finally got here.
Yes, you made it.
Yay. I made it. So we're talking because... As y'all know, as I said in the introduction, Teresa just found her mother, and we're just going to ask some questions. So I wasn't here when they first met each other, so I know it was emotional. So that would be one of the first questions. Was it emotional when you first met?
She was teasing, and I was teasing.
You're cheesing?
Yeah.
It was no tears?
We were too busy smiling and giggling. She had little tears. Yes. I was just so happy to see it. You know, she was like a little kid at the Christmas store.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's how you see all 96 of her teeth.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Right.
I think she gave you extra teeth.
Right. Yes. But mommy had a big smile, a very big smile.
And what did you all think when you first saw each other? You just knew.
Happiness, yes.
Just knew.
Yes,
knew. Right? Yes. And how long have you all been separated?
Many years.
I think it's 48 years.
48 years. All right. 48. All right. So now most people going to want to know is how did you find each other?
Well, I have a family member. Her name is Brenda Gamble. And Brenda said, T, I know you've been saying this since you was a little girl that you want to see your mommy. And she said, do you mind me helping you? And I said, whoa, you sure? Auntie, and she said, yeah. She said, okay. She said, I'm gonna find your mommy. So she did it like within 24 hours. And so first she found mommy's brother, my uncle Lionel, and then she found my mommy, and then my mommy's sisters, she found them, and we talked, I believe it was New Year's Eve, or right around that time, before New Year's. And we talked, and I just had a bunch of tears. You know, I was emotional. And I'm normally not a crier, but I was emotional. and she called me, and she was in shock. You know, she was in a lot of shock. I mean, I'm like, honey, how'd you feel, mommy?
I just felt very emotional. I was just overwhelmed with joy and happiness.
Okay, and that happened last year for my, all right, and because of COVID and the pandemic, you really couldn't see each other right away.
No.
So you both been vaccinated and you decided that this is to be the year that you would see each other.
Yes.
Yeah. So I surprised her. She didn't even know.
No?
Yeah, so I surprised her. I had told my dad, Oscar, and my brother, Dewan, though they knew. Mm-hmm. But I told him, don't tell mommy. And so yesterday was the grand day yesterday.
Did y'all get any video or any?
Oh, it's videos everywhere.
All right, so we're going to put that in there. So okay. I know y'all, you send that to me. We should put that in there.
All right.
And so how's it going? Is it like mother and daughter?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so definitely.
She was in there, you all right, baby? And, you know, me, I'm still, yes, mommy.
Yes, it's beautiful. Just awesome. I can't have enough words to explain. It's just so awesome.
It's just beautiful.
Just wonderful.
So did you get a chance to meet your siblings?
I did. Yes. My brother, I'm going to see him today. We're going to brunch, all of us. We're going to brunch. Mm-hmm. I think one of my aunts will be there. But we're going to have family brunch. You invited to go as well, of course. And we all soaking it in. You know, it's a lot. It's long overdue. I'm just happy. This is one of the proudest moments of my life. I thought having kids was happy. No, this tops it all. It goes to show you that if you believe, mm-hmm. And don't give up, have faith and prayer, it really works.
So, Jackie, really is works. Teresa your only daughter?
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't have no more.
So you get a chance to spoil her then, huh?
Right.
A little bit, right?
Yeah. Right. I've been spoiled by mommy and my daddy Oscar. They've been spoiling me. So.
Well, we got to get Oscar in here.
Yeah, Oscar. Yes, he just walked in. Give him a second.
Okay.
He'll come over as soon as he finishes.
Let me get a little snack here.
Get him a little snack in.
Plus, I'm not that talkative.
Oh, right. He said he don't talk much. Where's the lie?
All right, so
we love talking.
When is Teresa? I know you have a son, and
yes,
your son name
Charles.
And when he's going to get a chance to meet his grandmother?
Charles met her yesterday on the camera.
Okay,
yes.
Mm-hmm. So how was that?
Wow,
it was wonderful. It was awesome. It was so awesome.
He did that.
Yes. Words can't explain. He was just Yes.
Awesome. Oh, look at that. So is he? So I'm pretty sure he's going to want to come down because he's not that far from here.
No, well, he's in Utah now. So he's relocated.
Mm-hmm.
And then she met my play daughter, Jamie. She met them and saw one of the grandbabies yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
So, I think she talked to about 20 people.
Yes.
Because, you know, I have a lot of high school friends, childhood friends, my motorcycle club, Boss MCs. You know, it's a lot of, I have a very loving, compassionate community.
She sure does.
Obviously, I'm here.
You know, shout out to Just Me Magazine and CGF creator and founder Alice Boswell.
All right, well, let's just stick with this story. All right. So what's in the right one at a time? So what's in the future for you guys?
I don't know, mommy. What's in the future?
Just to love one another and stay connected.
Very good. And if y'all don't see this, they look alike. I'm looking at them noses. I'm like, oh my God, look at that nose.
Yeah, we blessed with the noses and the heads. That's all right.
All right, so I can't wait to meet the brother so see if he got the same nose.
Yep, he got it.
That's Oscar back there.
Yeah, yeah. He coming. There you go.
I'll be right there. I just got a little grub.
All right, so what else you all would like to tell the people? So is there more plans to come down and visit?
Yes, yes.
And to go there.
Yes. And they're going to come to Chicago.
Oh, there we go.
And visit as well. I'm just, you know, I'm excited again. You just have to continue to believe. You know, don't let other people tell you, you know, negative stuff.
Right.
We don't like negative.
We don't. Positive. Mm-mm. You know, we have faith and we believe in one another. We know each other.
And I say that all the time. Find your fire, be true to who you are, and inspire it along the way. And never give up on your dreams.
That's right.
Teresa, how old are you?
I'm not telling on the camera.
No, we know.
But I'm old enough to know better.
Right.
All right, so you're around what age? Around. Over 40?
Over 40, yeah.
All right, so Teresa's over 40, and she just found a mother, so anything is possible.
That's right.
Anything is possible. You just can't give up, and you have to always believe and have faith.
Yes.
As long as I've known Teresa, I've always said that she would meet her mother. And she always had that belief inside of her. And because she manifested it, and today is right now, as you can see, the proof, she met her mother, her beautiful mother, sitting right here.
Yes,
I am Alice. I am from Jam with Alice. Please reach out to T. Bizzle. She is a very funny lady. All right? beautiful spirit, and she really do have a good heart. And I can tell her mother have a heart. They made me take my mask off. They bullied me. They both bullies. So, but Teresa,
yes,
you gonna be ready to go back home?
Yes.
No, the mom don't want her to go. Mom doesn't want her to go.
Yeah, I miss home, but I'm gonna miss my mommy. I love my mommy.
Yes, we love each other.
So we definitely see more trips coming out this way.
Oh, it's on now.
Yeah. Yeah.
This my other home right here. Mm-hmm.
That is it.
Home. Dad, you get in before we go off right quick, Dad. Okay, so we waiting on you.
So was there singing and dancing while we waiting on Dad?
Oh, we was, listen, this one here can sing, honey.
No, she the one that can sing.
Yes. She was cutting it. I can karaoke. But Mommy can sing. We had a good time. I mean, you know, we had food. We had festivities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my party liked, you know, my family liked to party. So we the party family. Mm-hmm. But now what, the only thing we had a disagreement about was Mommy wasn't my spades partner. So, you know, Mommy whipped me in spades. I normally don't get whipped in spades. But Mommy whipped me. She was throwing the cards down all gentle. You know, me and my auntie be like, pow! Mommy like, hey, the spade. Spade. Come on, Dad.
Where do you want me at?
You can just come on right over here. Yeah, come on, get over here.
You sit next to my car again.
This man right here. Get closer together. Boy, he's something else, I'm telling you.
Okay.
You got enough light?
Yeah.
All right. So how did you feel about meeting Teresa for the first time?
Fantastic. She's better than what I thought she was over the phone. Because she wouldn't let me get off the phone.
Uh-uh.
And I knew Teresa because I used to date her mom when we were teenagers.
Mm.
So I knew, probably about 19. And she was like 3. She was at her grandmother's house because I was taking her mom to the movie. And that's the last time I seen her.
Oh, wow.
To see her now, I knew her biological dad. He used to come to the recreation center where I played basketball at. And he would come in there, and I knew him.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew when they had got pregnant and everything else. And then I happened to see her mom, when I was going to the park. I was barely able to get a car. And we walked by her grandmother's house. And she decided, her mom decided, I like him. But I was too wild in the street, right? And we didn't get back together until her sister seen me at a restaurant and then called her. What was that? Went through divorces.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we got together probably about 15 years ago. Still they talking about her.
Oh, look at that. We got a family reunion and a love story all in one.
Without a doubt, without her, she just filled a big void for me, okay? Because my daughter is like 48, and she's in Washington, D.C. And God is good, because I got disconnected with her. And 6 months before she called, my daughter called me. And we just started getting the bonds. She was just out here last week up in L.A. at her mom's house.
Right.
So God is good, you know, they gave me her.
Y'all just doing it, aren't y'all?
And I love people. I got a big family.
Yes.
I grew up in Orange County, but I got tons of relatives in L.A. So I've been all over the place as far as my relatives and see their kids.
Mm-hmm.
That hurts you.
Yeah.
With your kid not around you. As a man, I couldn't picture this a woman. So I know what my wife was going through to find this beautiful daughter she got.
Yes.
You know, and this is going to relieve a lot of pressure off me, trying to keep her up tempo. Because when my wife would hear me talking with my daughter, she was just, oh, wow. And I said, it'll be good for you. It'll be good. And then all of a sudden, God blessed us again.
Now look at Miss Jackie. Now she got a daughter.
Oh, yeah.
She got her daughter back. Look over there grinning.
And boy, we was at a restaurant yesterday because she was hungry.
Yeah.
After she snored in the back seat.
Hey, wait a minute, Jackie.
She can edit it off. She don't like it. Don't worry about it.
She gonna leave it in.
And she was like as tired as she could be. No, Daddy, you don't have to come. I said, look, we're only an hour away. But I had did the carpet and everything else, doing my husband duties. And I said, we'll be there. Just let me change a little bit. I'm not, as a matter of fact, I'm gonna come as is. And I went down there, I'll be there but in an hour. I'll be in the lobby, I can walk around. I'm not gonna need you sitting there.
Right.
I got there 55 minutes before we got out of the car. Here she come running out. That's my mommy. I got my mommy. All the way down the freeway back to here, which is an hour from the airport. She's back there, and finally she goes to sleep. She wakes up. We get ready to get something to eat. And my God, once she got in the restaurant, people were constantly hearing her say, because she was calling all her friends, which makes me feel great.
Yeah.
During all those years, she didn't have her mom.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
But to hear her talk to all her friends and mm-hmm. families and schoolmates, this my daddy, made me feel good. But this is my mommy. Look at my mommy. She looked like a little dog. You know? And I'm just sitting over here ready to tear up because I'm an emotional guy. I don't care if a man, I cry.
Yeah.
And I was tearing up because I act like I was wiping my face. I was wiping my tears off. And just to see them together makes me happy as can be.
Well, this is amazing. This is an amazing story, and this is definitely going to be one for the books, especially for Jam with Alice, because people need to see.
Yeah.
Once again, it's never too late.
Never
you know,
too late.
Never too late to get up and you just have to put in the work.
Right? You're absolutely right, because I should tell my wife, you know, and her son, her brother, asked me probably 12 years ago. Because I had been with his mom for 3 years. Oscar, I know you don't know I have a sister. I said, I know you got a sister. Her name is Teresa. How do you know her? I said, I'm sure your family told you that your mom and me dated as teenagers, right?
Yeah. See?
But I was just too wild to settle down. I just be honest with everybody. And,
yeah.
And I waited all these years because I didn't get married until 15 years ago, and I'm 73 now. So I was almost 60 before I married the first time.
Oh.
So it's a blessing. Everything comes around because that's all we would talk about is our daughters. Not being in our lives, right? But all we were praying for is that they were healthy. And they had a good upbringing. And her upbringing, Teresa's upbringing with her grandparents or whoever else was in her life, they did a great job. But her friends, because there's nothing more important than your friends. Your friends are your extension of your family. And they laugh and talk. She wouldn't. Last night, I'm going to go in the room and go to sleep. She was in there all night long. Just did not come to go outside over to get a bottle of water, go in the kitchen, and she's in there laughing and talking with her friends in the car, laughing and talking in the restaurant. This my mommy. Every time she just, this my mommy, taking a picture with her. And I'm sitting on the other side of the table. This is beautiful. So God is good.
Yes, God is.
You got, like they say, never give up.
Never give up.
This is a great example with her.
Again. You can manifest all you want, but if you don't put in the work, it doesn't work. And Teresa put in the work to get her, find her mother.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely story. I can't wait to post this, and I got to edit it out first, but I can't wait. So, final words. As a family, what would you recommend to someone who's looking for their family?
You guys go ahead.
Yeah.
Mommy, what you say?
Just pray and keep your faith in God. He will provide. He will see you through. You see what you give me and my daughter. And I'm so thankful and grateful to God. See what He has done. Have a beautiful daughter and a wonderful husband. My daughter is so awesome. Words cannot explain what God has done for me. He is so awesome. See my daughter. My husband.
Amen. All right. All right. And sir, Oscar?
It's like she said, never give up. Get a little potion.
Oh, man.
Hold on, hold on.
Oh, boy. You're going to make me cry.
Don't ever give up. Right? If you believe in something and you got God in your life, it'll come true. It's not during your time. It's when He thinks it's right for you.
Yes.
And as long as you believe, keep the faith. Take care of yourself, because you never know when that person is going to come back in your life,
right?
And even though my wife and me were up in age, but God has blessed us to keep us around, because last year this time, I was on my deathbed. You know, I was on my deathbed.
Yes.
And He blessed me again for the second time in 7 years to keep me here. The doctors don't know why I'm still alive. I know why I'm alive, because I have God in my life. You know, I swear. But I pray all the time. When I walk today, this morning, like I told her, I take a walk every other day, 2 miles, so I can have a conversation with God. And that's what I was doing today, bawling like a big baby, telling Him thank you. thinking. I know you're always thinking. And so all I can tell everybody, never give up on your family. Never give up on your family. Don't, even if you don't go to church, you don't have to go. You can see God in your house. But you have to believe in yourself, to believe in God, that everything's going to be right. And this is a prime example.
It's okay.
She ain't never seen me cry because I'm always running my mouth laughing and stuff because I like to see people happy. And just to see my wife and my daughter be together, this just completed my whole thing that I could think about. Because I didn't know how to close that hole where she was at.
Yeah.
And just God came down at the same time with my daughter and her. And it's like I'm trying to bond with my daughter, right? And she's in D.C. So she was just out, but I couldn't get to her because she was busy with her mom. Not a big deal. I know she's healthy. I know she's fine. I just hope she has a good circle of friends like Teresa has. Because I heard her friends get on there, and they all are on the same level. No matter what job, I don't care what job they got or what. Just the way they correspond and laugh, talk stuff to each other, they got a bond because you can't talk some of the stuff they was talking to each other without knowing each other. But I'm so glad you're doing this for whatever it is, but believe me, this is a miracle. This is a miracle to see this. And our whole family, they're still filling me in because I know my wife's family from working in a recreation center in the neighborhood. When they were kids, her brothers and sisters, I know. And I knew Teresa only once. Like I said, when I put their mom up, and to see her now, to the woman she's came, to the mom she's came, but to see the friends she has, I know the reason why she's so up-tempo.
She does have a great support team. Yeah. Teresa, you want to give the final words? Excuse me. T Bizzle, I have to add that in. T Bizzle, do you want me? Do you have final words, T Bizzle?
I just want to say this is a spectacular moment. My support system, man, I thank everybody. I didn't give up. I always said, I got to see my mom. I'm just a true, he got me all emotional, so I'm not crying.
Like
I'm not crying on the camera. this is just, like I said, another positive milestone in my life. It feels so good to be able to see my mother and finally talk to her and kiss her and hug her and hold her. I've wanted that for so long. I just want to thank everybody, for being there. Because if you let negative things come in, that's what you're going to have, a negative life. And at my age, it was worth the wait. I love her. That's my heartbeat right there. And he know I love him. He cooler than that fan, boy, I'm telling you. And just shout out to you for even coming down and supporting and sharing. You are definitely a blessing. One of my biggest supporters for years now. And just everybody, I love you all. Thank you so much. And you got to believe. You just got to believe.
All right, so final thing. All right, we're getting ready to get out of here. Teresa, where they can find you at?
They can go to my Instagram, T Bizzle is a Nut. They can go to my Facebook, Teresa Johnson, or go to my YouTube, T Bizzle.
Okay.
And they can share and watch these stories. And when you guys go on my media pages, make sure you like, comment, and share. And if you know anybody else that, is in a doubting mood about finding their father or their mother, don't stop. Keep hope alive. Go ahead and do it. There's so many instruments now that you can use to research and find people. And if you want it bad enough, if you plant that seed to make it grow, it's going to grow into something beautiful. And this is the best thing ever.
All right. So we're going to sign off, and our sign off is going to be... So go ahead, give me a kiss and say goodnight.
Goodbye.
All right, well, my name is Dewan, and I'm pleased to death I found my sister. No words can describe. I'm just happy. and it just happened.
And how long have you been looking for her?
I'm 48. I've known about her all my life, never found her, so 48 years.
How did you feel when you first saw her?
Like, it was a big drop in my heart, like... Like, it was, I don't know, it was like out of this world. It was like, I've been wanting to meet her my whole life, and the Zoom and Facebook and all that, it's okay, but to actually put my arms around her, it was like, oh my God, out of this world. I was able to hug my blood sister, and it just felt great. It felt great.
All right, so now how long are you going to see her again soon?
Oh, of course. I'm going to drive to Chicago. I'm not tripping. Because we got to make some trips anyway, but I'm going to drive to Chicago. Just I want to see my nephew, you know what I mean? I want to see what all Teresa has been through in Chicago.
All right. And what is it that you would like to tell her?
Sis, I love you. I love you to death. I don't know if I'm being selfish, but I feel so good having somebody to have my back, some blood. I'm tired of being the only one on this earth. And with you, it's like, I'm here. I can do it. I love you, Teresa. I do. I can do it. So I'm pleased to death.
Okay, hi everyone. My name is Eileen Cooks. I'm Teresa's auntie. We're 4 years apart. It's so surreal, but it's like a dream that came true because we've been looking for forever. And God, to tell you how good God is. He brought us together for a reason, to reconnect and reunite. And it's such a beautiful thing. And words can't explain how I feel within my heart, body, and soul. But God is good. Everyone's stayed prayed up. And everything's always, it's possible for things like a dream come true.
Yes.
I don't remember anything.
I know. Okay. All right.
So. Hi, my name is Sonia Davidson. I am the girlfriend of Dewan Marks, Teresa's brother. We're just happy that she was able to find Dewan. He has been looking for his sister, had said he's going to find her before he leaves this earth. He found her. He said that he found his blood sister. Once they had communicated, he got home with her, and he was just crying. You could see that love, that connection that he had with his sister that he had been longing for and missed. So this is like a, you know, scenario like a sundae. You eat that sundae, and it was the greatest sundae flavor taste that you ever seen. That's the joy you see in him when he hugs his sister and just talks to his sister.
Thank you.